Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Learning in the shul this week, graciously sponsored by our dear friends, the Wengers, commemorating the Yahrzeit of Avram and Avram. And we are in the third parak of Mesechta Erevin. And now we're going to shift gears a drop, and we're going to talk a little bit about something called an Erev Tchumen. And the Mishnah begins, Bakoma Arvan Mishtatfin, a person can make an Erev Tchumen, which will allow the person to go and extend his area of his ability to move by putting his central point in one particular direction before Shabbos. You can use anything to make that Erev or to join together or make a shituf with any type of food, except for chutz min amayim min amelach, water and salt, because water and salt are not considered food. They're not served as a main dish or a side dish. Anything can be taken with meiser money, meiser sheni money, chutz min amayim min amelach, except for water and salt. If a person takes a neder against food, he's allowed to have water and salt because those things are not considered food. You got the general drift over here. The Mishnah says a nazir can use a bottle of wine for Erev Tchumen, or Yisrael can use Truma, even though he himself is not allowed to eat it. In these cases, the fact that it can be eaten by other people, according to the Tana, it should be okay for an Erev Tchumen. Sumchus Omer Bachulin. Sumchus says, no way, Jose, or no way, Tanakama, right? The bottom line is that you need to use things that you can consume. It has to be able to be chulin. But a coin based on pras, you can place the Erev Tchumen, even for a coin, in an area that is suspected to contain human bones, because the coin it's not so clear where he can move. However, he can go there because he can walk to the Erev if he's careful not to touch any bones. And he's not supposed to be able to walk in there, but he's a little, he's able to go if he walks around and he's nofich and he blows on the loose dirt to make sure that he'll see that there's no bone fragments. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Afilu beveis akvaros, you can even put the Erev Tchumen in the beis akvaros for him. He's able to go and put up a mechitza, and he's able to go ahead and consume the food and not have any problem of coming into contact with the Beis HaKfaros, and that would be a solution for him. The Mishnah says that we can make an Eruv Tchumen with Demai because poor people can eat it, and Ma'aser Rishon Shenit L'Trumaso because everyone else can eat it. We can use Ma'aser Sheni and Hektish foods, which were redeemed, and therefore they're able to be eaten by anybody. Kohanim can make an Erev with Chala or Truma, since Kohanim can eat it. Now technically Yisraelim can do so as well, right? As long as somebody, according to the Tanakam of the first Mishnah, as long as somebody can eat it, you can use it for a Erev Tchumen. Now, avalobatevel, you cannot use food that has, that the trumos have not been separated with, because nobody can eat it, not even the kohen, until the truma is separated. Veloba meiser rishon shalonit el truma, so you can't use meiser rishon where trumas meiser wasn't separated. Veloba meiser sheni vektish shaloniftu, you can't use meiser sheni and hektish that hasn't been redeemed, because it's not allowed outside of Yerushalayim, and hektish is not allowed at any time. If you send your Erev to be established in a particular place in the hands of somebody who is not cognitively capable of setting up such an Erev, or if you send it with somebody who's not able to agree to an Erev, he doesn't think such a concept exists, he's a heretic. Say, you know, Erev, that's not considered making an Erev Beit Chumen. But if you set somebody else up who is Modan the Erev, and this person is just Federal Express for you, he's just Amazon, so in such a situation, that's going to be a perfectly good Erev. Why is that? Because the Erev in that situation is going to be established and is going to be able to be solid. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everybody have a fantastic, amazing day and a wonderful Shabbos.